Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. In 1976, that would be about 50 years ago or so, a little bit less, there was, unfortunately, a terrible terrorist operation, which Baruch Hashem ended with a wonderful miracle. What happened was that there was a big, big plane from France called an Airbus, very, very large, and it had hundreds of passengers on it, and four terrorists, which are people that are very, very mean people that do very, very bad things, unfortunately, they took over the plane by force, and they made the plane that was supposed to go to Israel to fly instead to a country in Africa called Uganda. It landed there, and the terrorists said, "We are keeping everybody here hostages," which is like a prisoner, "until Israel releases 53 of our mean friends, other terrorists that they are holding because of terrible things which they did, the most terrible things." And they said, "We're not going to let these passengers go until Israel lets these 53 of our terrorist friends," very, 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 very bad people who have done very, very terrible things, "to go out of jail." But after a while, they released all of the passengers on the plane to freedom, except for the Jews. There was 105 Jewish passengers, and those they did not release. This was on June 27th. About a week later, on July 4th, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, made an amazing, miraculous, surprise attack and rescue. And the truth is, the story of how they did that is most amazing. It so happens that Israel helped to build that airport, and therefore they knew exactly where everything was in the airport. And it was an amazing plan that they made, but really, 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 Hashem helped in a miraculous way, many, many miracles. It wasn't perfect, unfortunately. One of the soldiers was killed, and unfortunately, three of the Jewish prisoners did not come back alive, but 102 did. Truly, truly miraculous operation. Now, a week later, the Rebbe at a Febrengen, at a public gathering in Chabad headquarters in New York, asked that the mezuzahs of the over 100 Jewish people who had been held as prisoners should all be checked. The Rebbe asked that this information about the mezuzahs should be publicized to inspire many, many, many more people to check their mezuzahs. The Rebbe said, "It says in the Zohar," which is a very special part of the Torah, which speaks about the spiritual side of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah. Of course, every word and sentence and dot in the Torah is holy, the most holy. But the Zohar is the source of the inner spiritual teachings of the Torah, sort of like what you would call the soul of the Torah. In any case, it says there that when the evil angel approaches one's door and sees a mezuzah, it runs away quickly. And the Zohar says, this is what it means in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, that Hashem protects a person when they go out and when they come home through the mezuzah. That is, that through the mezuzah, Hashem protects us not only when we're in our home, but even when we're away from our home. Well, over the next few weeks, the Rebbe continued to emphasize how important it is to have every Jew check every mezuzah that they have, and to make sure that every door that needs one has a mezuzah, and the mezuzah kosher, and it's positioned in the right place. The reports began to come in, and it turned out that in every single home of these hostages, of these Jewish people who were taken captive for those days, everyone had non-kosher mezuzahs, or some doorways didn't have mezuzahs, or some mezuzahs were not placed in the right position, and so forth. They all had problems with their mezuzahs. The Rebbe then said that the mitzvah mezuzah is equal for men and women, and besides that, the reward for having kosher mezuzahs, and of course correctly placed, is said in the Code of Jewish Law that this is so that your days and the days of your children should be long. The Rebbe emphasized that even if they were kosher the last time you checked, but at least once a year, it's advisable and the mezuzahs should be checked again and make sure that they're properly positioned. Don't worry about the cost of it, the Rebbe said, because the protection of the person is certainly worth infinitely more, priceless, than any amount of money. And so this is something we must always keep in mind, that the spiritual power of having kosher mezuzahs on all the doors that need them and making sure that they're positioned correctly is something which brings wonderful bracha, wonderful protection, and wonderful blessings. Certainly, this will speed the coming Mashiach. May he come immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.